Welcome back to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Fortin. It's time now for our PNC Bank one-on-one player interview, brought to you, of course, by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Cleveland Browns. Happy to be sitting with the Browns rookie running back, Isaiah Crowell. Crow, how you doing today?
All right, happy to be here.
So here you are, 14 games into your rookie season, 8 rushing touchdowns, most among all rookies in the National Football League. Is this what you expected when you signed up here with the Browns?
Yes, I knew, you know, I would do my best or whatever. As long as I came up here and just gave it my all and kept working.
So this offense has had, at times, the ground game has been very effective. At other times, it has struggled. What do you think is the key to success for running the football for the Cleveland Browns?
Really just us backs pressing the hole, hitting the right holes, and our offensive line just making it easy for us up front.
In college, you don't have to play 14 games. You've already played 14. You got 2 more to go. Physically, how are you feeling? I know you had that hip issue a couple weeks ago. How are you feeling now?
I'm great now, 100%. But, you know, late in the season, about to get kind of banged up. But overall, I'm fine.
And what's it been like to be with Wilbert Montgomery, who's seen so much in the NFL, coached so many great running backs, you know, Marshall Faulk, Steven Jackson, and now to have him be the guy kind of taking you under his wing? I know he's got an affinity for you. What's that relationship been like?
We had a real good relationship. Talk all the time, text back and forth about, you know, different things other than football. But on the field, you know, he pushes us, you know, to the limit, you know, wants us to work, you know, harder than anybody else on the field. And he feel like we get the offense going, so.
What's your favorite play so far this year?
Just really like the inside zone. That's what I had most of my success on. So.
Well, my favorite one was the one against the Falcons.
Yeah, that was the same run.
That same run? So yeah. There we go. All right, so good. Yeah, that was the best one. When you think about this team right now, 3-game losing streak, 7-7, What has been the message from the veterans, from the coach, about how you guys want to finish this season out, starting this week in Carolina?
Really, we just want to, you know, all the games are meaningful. So we got to go out there and just, you know, play like we played from the first beginning of the year, play hard, and, you know, no one gives up. So everybody just got to keep pushing.
So another rookie. You guys have a lot of rookies on this team that have made contributions. Another one got the start of quarterback last week, Johnny Manziel. Yeah. Didn't go like he wanted. Didn't go like anybody wanted. Yeah. How's he been this week in practice, and what can you guys do as an offense to kind of get this thing going?
He's been real good in practice, you know, real dialed in, real focused. And I feel like to get this offense going, I feel like we can help him by, you know, just calming him down, letting him know, you know, we all here for him. Nobody's, you know, here to bash him or look down on him. So everybody's together.
Is this rookie class really tight? Because there's so many of you that are making contributions, and now Pierre Desir got his opportunity last week. He played well. You're in the backfield with Terrence West. What's it like in this rookie class, knowing that so many of you are making such big contributions right away?
You know, it's real good to know that, you know, everybody, all the rookies that we came in together, working hard together with, came in and just, you know, just been balling out. I feel like our rookie class have been doing great, and, you know, the veterans been telling us, you know, Dansby said we was one of the best rookie class that he has seen. So
thank you so much, Crow. Best of luck this Sunday. Congrats on a phenomenal season, and looking forward to see the final two.
All right, thanks.
All right, when we come back, we'll get our final thoughts from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Fortin, returns right after this.